externalised, but.
Hello, my chief. I'm not staying late. Okay, well, to make a quick resume of what we said yesterday, I tried to look out a few things today, actually. So we spoke yesterday about, very interesting, the halachas of, halachas of Kosev, we were speaking about yesterday. All right, we spoke about. Yeah, I've got it here. I've got some here.
We spoke about cigarettes yesterday. We spoke about cigarettes yesterday.
That when a person smokes a cigarette, some of them have got writing on. So on Yom Tov, obviously not Shabbos, yeah. On Yom Tov, a person smokes a cigarette on Yom Tov, so he's got a problem that as he smokes, what happens is the letters get burnt up. So that was a bit chiddush yesterday. Is that a problem on Shabbos on Yom Tov? Well, not. So first of all, there's one shayla where you're allowed to actually smoke or not. Yes, Torah Shabbat Kol Nefesh. Yes, be something which is applicable to everyone. So that's a big shayla in the poskim nowadays. Is there enough people nowadays that smoke to be called Torah Shabbat Kol Nefesh? Shayla number one. Even if you say it is, this lechora is a bit problematic because as you're rubbing out the letters, lechora, that's a problem of moichik. So whether you should it suits a cake, like eating a cake, the moshe put it in your mouth. To erech achila, so there's some people who are maker the mice of that. A cigarette's not so posh, but it's the same thing. Is that called derech achila? It's not really called derech achila, mamish. And therefore, it's better if one can, the chayra, to be moichikit before yom. I mean, you take a black pen or whatever it is, and you cover it over, and you rub over
can
the
you
actual.
Till the letters, and then let it burn itself, and then continue.
You also sort of groan on moichik. It's probably better. So just mamish a groan, maybe that's better. Better not to smoke at all. That's the best, if you're asking. But. Yeah, that's number one. Number two, we said a chiddush yesterday from a couple who said this, right? Someone understand that if you are smoking, there is a tzad that since you're consuming the whole thing up, it's moichet shnam los nichto, but there's nothing out of the paper you can't be used again. So the whole gezer of moichet shnam los nichto is that you might write with it. Here, you can't write with it, it's burnt up. That's more, that could be more. Right, it's a chiddush, the best is zikha to do that. Now, what you go, just put this again here, prepare myself now. You have a special cup. I've asked someone today to have a look at this cup. He couldn't see the picture. When you said yesterday, also you look at this picture over here, you can't see anything. It looked very closely, you can see a fake picture. This is a big cough on this one, this cup. So we tried it yesterday already. Someone asked me a good kasha yesterday, which that's what I want to bring out again. Pour hot water in. That's the best kasha we've had. I pour it. I have to ask around a few people. You have to know who to ask. So you watch it soon and. You see what happens there, that's going to change. So the shayla is when you can do that on Shabbat, first of all. And, oh, may still clear Shabbat in Yom, yeah? Now you can see, it's very quick today. You can see over here, Eddie, what's happened from the black, you can already see the chosman colour over here, yeah? And as you drink it, when you drink it, then the mice it cools down. Just show you one, let's wait a bit, just wait till it cools down a bit. So the heat's up there, it's going to be clear. And when you empty it out, after a while it goes down. So someone asked a good question yesterday. I say someone in Köln was more this to me as well yesterday. So we said this is a problem. This is a problem. Besides to put it on is kosev, and to drink it and let it go down is moichik. That's what we said. For us, it's an angel kayom. It's zikha osu jabon, though. That's why. It might not be a derisa. Zikha.
But ksiv is there.
Oh, so this is like, I can see one here yesterday. Someone said to me yesterday, he doesn't understand much. I've got ksiva on the wall, I've got that safe room, that light on the wall. I switched the light, are switched off on Friday night, the curtains are closed, and Shabbos morning I come down and open the curtains. Well, I don't know, how can I do that? It's not over the ksiva. Is that a kasha?
No.
Why not? What's the chilek? Oh, you're telling me that's also mutter. That's the shame.
Yeah, it could be.
No, I think it's
there. Nothing's changed there.
Oh, the thing is, that's a good point, you see?
Nothing's changed there.
Yeah. The boy is there, and nothing has changed on the
ksiva. What a video, skinning on the wand, yeah?
Yeah.
And the guy's taking over the hand. No?
Yeah, could be that's worse. Could be it's worse. The ice was blocked. By your hand being there, it was blocked. Now, when you take your hand away, you're making something, it could be that's worse. This is zikha work, because here, the ice is very, very faint.
So this is like a thermometer.
Yeah. Sorry, let me just put this back in here. Sorry, this is worse. I must say that if the Prima Godin got into Shai, someone showed me the Prima Godin yesterday. You have to know what Mama is saying. The Prima Godin. Shaila is, and I've never heard this before actually, but straight away to person, the Prima Godin's got a Shaila if someone writes on paper with lemon juice. He writes a letter in lemon juice, And then on Shabbos, he takes that paper. You can't see it. It looks like you can't see anything. How do you know this trick?
Okay,
I know when you do this trick. I was here, really. to put it on the radiator, and then it looks like the oysters. What happens to the oysters? What happens? Is it go brown? What happens to the oysters? And does it? You can't remember. It was a long time ago. You can't remember anymore, huh?
How it works.
No, but I'll tell you what happens. It's Sukayama, then what happens to that oyster? Do those oysters stay like that?
I think so.
Yeah, so the free ones, in that case, the free ones is awesome. But in this case, it's not the same thing, yeah? Because there's not mammy cell, not making. You can start over here, the cassava is there. I mean, you can't see it, but when it goes down, you see that the picture is very faint there. There's something there. But the mice, you're adding on to this cassava.
Then there's also there, just you can't see.
Yeah, but mummy's not so suitable at all. The free one asks in that case, yeah? Free one says you mustn't do that on Shabbos. You must not do that on Shabbos. But the chayyur, this case is also also. Even without all this, we said yesterday, it's also as a zilzon on Shabbos. Start doing this on Shabbos, the mice get pictures, non pictures. That the mice is not really the spirit of things. That's not the thing. The other thing I want to show you is very interesting. I looked today at my eggs. Very interesting, actually. I tried to get a few samples, but not able to see the other one. This is what the egg looks like before it's cooked. It's rather much a crack, I don't mind, but here the same shadow that the eggs we talked about yesterday is this has got oysters on it. So a person wants to make egg and onion on Shabbos, let's say. He's cooked eggs before Shabbos. So he's not going to, we're not worried about losh, we're not worried about boira, we're not worried about token, eggs of token anyway. And we're not worried about any historian, but we're just worried now. What?
Just cracking the egg.
So the shayla is very likely when you crack the egg over here, you're going to go through this stuff.
So
Yom Tov is allowed to crack? Yom Tov, I'm going to come to the other one. Yom Tov, is the same problem, Pastor. The Moich is not much enough, yeah? Yeah, it's the same problem. And shayla Yom Tov, it's even worse, because look what happens over here.
And just because I clicked yesterday, this is an egg that's been cooked. This egg has been cooked. You can see that it's gone it's faded.
It's gone.
No, it's not gone. Okay. If you look carefully, very carefully, you can see oysters here. Let's see marsh. UK temporary.
Oh, yes, yes, very faint.
So the mice have got the same shine now. I'm going to crack this egg. I hope this is cooked already.
Now, I said to you yesterday that I don't think it's from Sikrasia.
You did the same.
What?
Get around it.
How do I get around it? Well, can I peel it away? Yeah, but Shai's like, I can do it. I said, yes, you can do it. The vine, I haven't done anything yet here. Oh, look, it's coming off.
You're going to crack it.
Yeah?
Very hard to get.
Excuse me. Who said I'm not a good cook? Right, okay, the shayla is when it's normal to do this. I mean, if it's not very light to do this, you're saying you're going to crack it. We say cold water helps.
You've got cold water, when you heat it, you must have cold water, otherwise it's
here. It comes up,
it's here, much easier.
No, when do you put cold water? After you take off the fire.
There's hot water, when it is,
yeah, that trick I know, yeah, that's been done already. That's probably been done already.
That's why it feels
so good. The thing is, the marshal, so what's the answer for this? To peel it before Shabbos. Is many people don't want to do this eight, so peeling eggs before Shabbos because it's sakana. So that's a big eight. So if a person leaves a bit of the shell on, that means, so we either put salt on it, or what you could do is you can leave a bit of the shell on, you can peel it before, what you could do is you can peel it before Shabbos, you can peel the writing off. You can crack the egg, take the writing off, and leave the rest of the shell with the egg on. That's no problem then. On Shabbos, you've got no problem at all. Or what you could do is on Erev Shabbos, you could take a black biro, rub over, the red mark over here. Again, on Shabbos, no problem. Yeah? That is the chayr, the chatchila, that's what one should do. Who are the things we spoke about yesterday on Yom Tov, cooking eggs? Now, when you cook an egg, what happens is, that's what happens when you cook an egg. When you cook the egg, it starts off very red like this, and when you cook it, after you cook it, it fades away, which is also the chayr, a bit of mechita. So that of Shlomo Zalman says that since the ikka you're doing is oichel nefesh, a bishul by oichel nefesh, there happens to be at the same time a moichik is taken by a slate moichik, that of Shlomo Zalman says is alright. So to cook the eggs on Yom Tov is mutter, he says. It's a chiddush, maybe a chiddush, what of Shai, I don't know why. He says when you're doing a malacha shel hetter, at the same time another thing is happening indirectly, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. What? Yeah, he's saying the chay is not machalik of Shlomo Zalman, yeah? That would be the case over there. Okay, that was cigarettes. Then we spoke about, what else was there? Cigarettes, that was another, what you got? Then we spoke about the nappies, we'll take a very long this Hazara. Then we spoke about the nappies, which have got a design on it, a picture, and when it gets wet, when the baby wets himself, then the picture fades away. So it's very good. The father looks at it, or the mother, more than the mother, whatever, the mother looks at it, and the mice thinks it's dirty, so the knife has been changed. So that's lechora. I have to do. Now, what was the shari? We said the shari was sweet in the cotton then. I have to put something on the child. The mice said that was mutter for two reasons. First of all, it doesn't happen straight away. The liquid goes out, it goes into the nappy, and then it comes out into the outside of the nappy where it affects it. That's a grover. And secondly, we said of chiddush from Rabbi Yisrael that lechora, it's not even. He's not doing a mice to the child. It doesn't realize what he's doing. It's like a reflex. The child doesn't know when it's being misused. It's like a machine. The machine just lets itself out. It's time to relieve itself. It releases itself. It doesn't know what it's doing. It's not a conscious effort. It's like the sastik. It's nothing at all. And anyway, that's mutter for a child to do. One final thing I missed out yesterday in this thing was also interesting. And that is the moshel. Let's say someone's got spillage on the table. Some wine spilt. So one goes and takes a serviette and he puts it on or whatever he does to absorb it up. That's mutter. If the serviette has got pictures on it or writing on it, and by you now putting it over, you rub out that writing, can't be seen, or the picture can't be seen anymore, then lechor, that's problematic. All right, so one has to be careful with that. One mustn't do that either. Okay, that's more or less what we said yesterday. What?
Picture.
It's urine, we didn't mention it, but it's also clot. See, urine is also moichik, yeah? To rub out a picture is also a moichik. There's no picture, no shower we had on a cake. The person wants to cut the cake.
Why don't you use a serviette?
Why?
Don't
put this out. That's not moichel. No one writes on a serviette. There's no gezeirah of shami yimchei there. There's no gezeirah that you might write on it. If you rub out a picture, you're rubbing out a picture. That's a shower of moichel. Okay.
If the serviette is getting full of mayonnaise,
it's got a nice picture. Simple picture is not cool. So we had this one, we spoke about the cakes, cutting cakes with the writing on. So we said, who I did if it's got a nice seal, it's got a nice picture of a house. A simple zigzag is not called a proper shape, is the problem.
See,
I've got
on my table, I've got a load of water, fell, drink fell. I've got serviette over it, I've got flowers on it.
It's going to
destroy the flowers and
the serviette. Probably, yeah. There's a nice seal there, and you're destroying that seal, that's moichik. Unless you say this chiddush that we said yesterday, 2 days ago, this chiddush that if you moich am noshle lichter, this osa, is only if you've got something left at the end of the day. But if you destroy the whole item, then there's not shayma. That's the chiddush. I'm not saying if that had to work, that had to work. It's a dodgy. I'm saying it's not posh. It's from Rishon. It's not what's the
difference.
Why? You puff it. The mice is also mice be dying. It's also you smoke, you inhale it.
Who says
it's Shlomo Zalman suggests, I've got to check who it was. I think Shlomo Zalman suggests this. No one says it's poshut like this, yeah? Because otherwise you've done away with the whole shine with a cake. The whole shine about cutting a cake should be no problem at all. No one's going to write Ksiva again on the cake. When you cut the ice and you break off the mice, and no one's going to join it up again and make the ice again. No one's going to do that. It's finished. Yeah, so the mice, but they don't seem to mention this. It's not so poshut. Okay, boys, so that's more or less the malacha of moichek, which we've covered, Baruch Hashem, yeah? The ma'aseh is a very big chelik of moichek, which is gezeirah chazal. It's a huge gezeirah chazal made, which makes quite problematic. I mean, chazal beru hakotcha made this gezeirah to safeguard this moichek. What was their gezeirah? Chazal made a gezeirah that a person can't read items on Shabbos. You mustn't read something on Shabbos. Now, Shabbos, let's go from one extreme to the other. Ma'aseh, with a Mishnah in Shabbos, the Mishnah says in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Tes and other one is also liquor is minak Shabbos Eichel Paviyosa. A person mustn't read from a list. He has visitors or his menu list. I mean, he's got in front of him and he's got a whole list of what he's invited to the chasna, who's invited to the Shabbos, who's invited to the meal, and he's got a list of what he's serving on the menu. There was mushroom soup first course, a choice different courses. Don't panic everyone because they are hitting you. You look very well kind. Meister, they are at him, but the pashtus is from a Mishnah that reading from a ksav on Shabbos is awesome. What's the gezeira? So the Gemara says the gezeira is, it's a gezeira, the Roshan of the Gemara is, Shema Yikra B'Shtori Hediyotis. If we allow you to read menu lists and things like that, the main thing that comes about is we're worried about is the person mustn't read Hediyotis. Business contract,
business contract.
No, yeah, it might come. That's what I mean.
You stay there because you might contribute.
Yeah, it's all gezeirah off that. Yeah, it's all gezeirah off that. Everything's offer gezeirah. Any you must read.
Storybook, nothing.
What?
Storybook, nothing.
Well, can't I tell you? Everything is offer to read as we start. Otto, I'm going to come next week again. Yeah.
Of Of course.
So the mice, everything is also to read. A gezeira, if we let you read it, the mice, you might have to read storiagiotis. Now, storiagiotis is very dangerous. It's a business business contract. So there, the person gets very nervous when it comes to money. He's got to see something wrong there. It's very likely you might be working something. It's very likely you might rub something out. Or, many of Rishonim, and the reason why is that you mustn't read business contracts, because I was a mimsa chavtel. Your person mustn't do business deals on Shabbos. And reading items to do with business is very, very much connected to this. And therefore, Chazal made an overall ban on all business correspondence. That means adverts. What else is included in adverts? I mean, any invoice, bank statements, all these things are the Ikar Gezeirah itself, yeah? Payment slips, anything like that, it's the money, so the Issa of Shtori Hedyotis. So because of that, Chazal made an Issa on all reading material. There are some exceptions, but generally speaking, Chazal asked all reading material to be done on Shabbos. I say, and the reason why Chazal asked it is because you might come to Shtori Hedyotis to rub something out, or because you might rub something out, or because it's Mimsa Kavatecha, a person starts reading these business things, he might come to do business as well. And therefore, no advert can be written around on Shabbos. In fact, it's such a chiddush the Gezeira that this issa of reading it is even if you just scan it, you don't actually read the words, you just look at the book, you just look at the advert without actually reading it, lip reading, you just happen to look at it, stare at it, look at it, that itself is also awesome. Yeah, as opposed to?
For sure.
Oh, so in certain mitzvahs you have to see what's coming on the mitzvah. The violet, everything's awesome. Okay? Every advert, you see, it certainly misses more quality as it happens to you, that's better. But it starts off that everything is osser. Everything really comes osser. That's how to start reading. Because we're going to come back to the newspapers and things like that. And I might say, well, that's to me, that's, but if you start editing, everything is osser. That's how you start. You have to find now a heter to get these things mutter to be able to do. It has to fit into one that's in a chazal. The chazal started with the thing is they made an override, a moedah gezeirah they made, that you can't read any reading material on Shabbos, it's too risky. If we let you read reading material on Shabbos, the person makes a mistake, and you can easily read business documents and things like that.
Are you
what?
Oh,
so you're going to see Kateh in the certain mitzvah.
No, I'm saying, Chazal
asked that
as well.
No, Chazal Ruach Kotram understood that there's certain things that a person has to be able to do on Shabbos. Yeah? That's Chazal's one Kateh in the certain mitzvah, actually, we'll come to that. Yeah? So that's stuck allowed. In fact, the Mishnah Ruach then, that Gemara then, Kotram Tes, is actually interesting. It's talking about, I say, for example, a woman wants to read a menu list. Going to get to Shabbos. Yom Tov is probably more than they get, because on Shabbos, everything's been stopped and done already, yeah? On Yom Tov, she's got 2 days Yom Tov, so she writes a menu list. She wants to know what to serve on the first day, well, the night, day. So she looks on Yom Tov morning, she wants to look at it, see what's the serving of the thing. L'chayr, that's Mami's that mission. That mission has also to do. I'm not saying there's no way around it, but L'chayr, that is L'chayr problematic, because she's reading from a list which Chazal asked. Yeah? And we're worried that a person might come and rub something out. Menu list, yeah, or menu list. Sorry? Ah, so that's actually the mission. So that's the first heter. Let's just touch on the first heter. The first heter that we mentioned over here is ksav shel mitzvah. Any ksav, which is to do with the mitzvah, the moshe, learning, for example, any sefer that a person reads from is not including the gezeirah chazal. You must realize Chazal understood that it has to look like a business document. Anything which is so far removed, it's not a personal thing to himself, it's a ruchniyistic thing. There, Chazal made no gezeirah whatsoever on reading on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and therefore, ksav shel mitzvah is taka mutter. So that's like your Latin mitzvah chotzecha, for it doesn't apply to the shel mitzvah. Who are did this gezeirah of maybe we'll get your rabbi out, whatever, gezeirah shel hedyotis doesn't apply when it comes to this mitzvah thing of ksav shel mitzvah. So we'll speak about that a bit more. All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right, so how are you? How was everything?
Yeah,
nice. Yeah.